Example 6.9 summarizes the various types of embellishing tones that he's dealt with so far in the chapter. 6.9a contains passing tones. So in this example, the C in the first chord and the E in the second chord are the passing tones. In example 6.9b, we have both regular passing tones, that's the one marked PT, and accented passing tones, the ones marked APT. The accented passing tones make a much stronger dissonance, especially the one that is right on the third beat. As we hear the third beat of that example, again, it sounds almost like a suspension, the way it's on the strong beat and then resolves down by step. In 6.9C, we have an upper neighbor note followed by a lower neighbor note. And then in 6.9D, we have an accented neighbor note. If it were me, I probably would have put it right on a quarter note beat rather than an eighth note beat. 6.9E on page 197 contains a neighbor group. Notice that the F sharp carries through into the second chord. So it's a 1-5-1 progression in G minor. A neighbor group is like two neighbor tones, an upper one and a lower one, but without returning to the main note that's being neighbored. F has a 5-1 progression. Without the embellishing tone, we have this. But it's as if the soprano moves early. It anticipates the note that it's going to in the following chord. Notice that the anticipation is on the weak portion of the beat here. In 6.9G, again, the progression is 5-1. Now the 5 is in first inversion, so it's actually 5-6-1. So the progression without the embellishing tone is this. But the soprano moves up by step before going to its following note. So this is an incomplete neighbor tone that is moved to by step and left by skip. This is one that's a specific type of incomplete neighbor tone called an escape tone. I would like to point out to you, this is pretty important, the B in that chord is not a chord tone. So the chord is not, I repeat, it is not F sharp and D and B. So some kind of a 3-6 chord or something like that. So a lot of students make that error. It is wrong. The B is not a chord tone. We can hear it quite clearly resolving. Go ahead and listen to it again if you need to. Finally, in example 6.9H, we've got some AP stands for appoggiatura. Essentially, the overall progression is 1, 5-6-5-1. That second chord is a 5-7 chord in first inversion. So the overall progression without any embellishing tones is this. And the D is basically kind of an arpeggiation of the chord so that you have that kind of similar motivic figure coming into each beat. So the overall progression, including the appoggiaturas, is this. And we can hear how these appoggiaturas, being dissonances or embellishing tones on the beat, give a more poignant or basically a dissonant sound. So if I just play the strong beats of that example, we get this on the first beat of the first full measure. Then we have this. That seventh, and then on the final measure we have this again. So we've got, that's not such a great example, truth told. If it were my textbook, I wouldn't write that, but you know what, I didn't write it.